Introduction. It's hard, this helps, was one working title we had for this book. Surprisingly helpful information from imperfect people raising imperfect people could have also worked, though that one seemed a bit wordy. And a title alone can't convey all we want to feel as you enter into these pages anyway. So, before you begin, will you please pause, close your eyes, and whisper two things to yourself. I am not perfect. And that is okay. My child is not perfect, and that is okay too. Then make room for curiosity by telling shame to move aside. Being a parent is hard. Most of us have been surprised by both the intensity of our love and by our flashes of anger. We've been deeply disappointed, then ashamed at our disappointment. We've worried more than we thought we would, and we've done things we regret. But there's some good news. News we're about to explore together. We humans grow through, not in spite of, hard things. And our imperfect selves are exactly who our imperfect children need to love and care for them. We started dreaming of this book over 14 years ago, when our oldest son was 2. And Jeffrey was transitioning into private practice after working as a child clinical psychologist at the Ainsworth Attachment Clinic at the University of Virginia. Back then, we were part of a close-knit church group, meeting weekly with dear friends to share stories and live life together. Most of our friends were also entering the world of parenting. And all of us yearned for a trustworthy roadmap for that joyful but sometimes harrowing journey. Jeffrey began compiling tools to share and creating resources that integrated sound knowledge of child development with Christian faith. This, combined with the fact that our first 2 years of being parents to one child had gone fairly well, made us think we were ready to write. Everyone, and especially you older parents, please go ahead and laugh at us now. That was before we had 2 more little boys, before the owner of Jeffrey's new practice was embroiled in a sexual scandal, before pastor friends started asking to meet privately with Jeffrey to find out why he opposed gay conversion therapy, before we watched our churches divide and entrench over politics, and before America's deep roots of racism and inequality pushed out from the ground to reveal sinewy vines of hate wrapped around our communities. Moves and losses and questions about faith and the future crowded in to demand our time and attention. Our youngest son didn't sleep through the night for almost a year, and with 3 little boys in the house, some days it felt like our walls were shaking with energy. Jeffrey came home from work one evening when the kids were little to find Amy in tears. "What's wrong?" he asked, worried. "Nothing," she replied. "There is nothing wrong. The boys haven't done anything today but be perfectly normal and active, wonderful little guys. And I am not sure I'll survive." At the beginning of our lives as parents, we thought we were ready to write. We weren't. We needed time to let life and parenting break us a bit. We had to spend some years in the trenches, to be tearful in church pews and snappy at our children in checkout lines. We had to walk through shadows that felt like death, and to experience God's care for us in ways we never could have imagined before knowing what tools we would keep coming back to, and what insights helped hold us together. Some truths have stood the test of time. We now know that being a parent isn't easy or clean-cut. In fact, sometimes the journey we've been on with our kids has felt quite rough. But that's life. That's humanness. Despite Jeffrey's expert status and our best intentions, we've failed our kids and each other a lot over the years. But failure teaches too. We've found that understanding our kids' wiring, the needs they were designed to